Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer in Special Collections in the Thomason Room at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. History of the Huntsville Item. The Huntsville Item was not the first newspaper established in Huntsville, but it has endured for more than 150 years. The Huntsville Item was founded by George Robinson, who published the first edition on August 20, 1850. Before coming to Huntsville, Robinson, a native of Liverpool, England, had worked as a printer on the Galveston News. It is said that he moved to Huntsville because he thought the climate would be better for his asthma. Research done by Mary Rainey dispels a common myth about the Item. Contrary to popular belief, it has not been published continuously since it was founded. One of the Times' regular weekly publication ceased was during the Civil War. On August 28, 1863, Robinson enlisted as a private in Company B, Infantry, 17th Brigade, Texas State Troops, for a period of 6 months. He was stationed at Camp San Jacinto, near Huntsville. The few issues of the Item which Robinson managed to produce during this period are mostly single sheets printed on both sides. Then, at some point in the late 1860s, financial difficulties caused Robinson to cease publication for a while. The Item ceased publication sometime after January 1867 and resumed publication sometime in 1869. In these early years, newsprint and ink came to Huntsville by boat and ox cart. Printing supplies were unloaded at Galveston, put aboard steamers for Riverside or Cincinnati, and put on drays for the trip to Huntsville. The Huntsville Item was destroyed by fire several times, first in 1878, then in 1884, 1892, and 1902. The most damaging of all happened sometime between 1903 and 1914. During previous fires, old copies of the paper since its inception had been saved. The last fire destroyed nearly all of these papers and the early records of the Item. The Item went through a series of sales, mergers, and name changes over the years, including a merger with the Huntsville Post and a stint as the Huntsville Post Item. However, in 1915, the paper was purchased by Ross Woodall, and by this time it was called the Huntsville Item again. The Woodall family operated the paper until 1967, when it was sold to Hart Hanks Incorporated and merged with the Huntsville Pictorial. By January 1, 1970, the Huntsville Item published every Monday and Thursday. The frequency of publication increased gradually over the years until the Item became a morning paper when the seventh edition was added in July of 1983 and continues as a daily publication. The Huntsville Public Library and Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University have collections of microfilm of the Item throughout its history.